Well, hi there, friends. Welcome to the Graham Show for a Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, February the 2nd, and it's great to have you here. Whether you're watching this on video or via a podcast, thanks for being with me. What's happening today? Well, we had a massive snowstorm. Actually, it wasn't as bad as we thought it would be, but a lot of snow down last night. So I was up early clearing our driveway, and I've been here in my church clearing some of the pathways in there. But I actually like snow days. I like to come into my office here when there's nobody around and get a bunch of things done. So that's where I am at today, just working through a bunch of things and getting excited about all God has for this time and this season. I'm very excited about 2021. I believe it's going to be a year of mission. Good. What else is happening this week? Well, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a live teaching at 7:30 p.m. We'll be live in our cafe here at Sturbridge. We're also live online on my web properties. I'm going to be teaching on prophecy, the promise, the pitfalls, and the principles. And I'm going to be laying out 10 principles for unpacking, processing, evaluating, and applying the prophetic in our life. I'm going to talk, just have a real honest talk about prophecy, elections, you know, all of these kind of things, and how we deal with those things or how we don't deal with those things. And rather than, it's interesting, you know, really in the last year, especially since the last summer, I have had a lot of conversations with different believers in different places, particularly about the prophetic and some of the elections here in America. And in all of those conversations, people are often asking me, do you think this is right or think this is wrong? And rather than give people my opinion, this prophecy is true, this isn't, what I'm trying to do here in my church is raise a bunch of mature people who have godly principles to work through those issues. Rather than simply saying, well, Pastor Graham said this is right or this is wrong. Rather, Pastor Graham wants to say, walk in these principles. If you think about it, that's what Paul did in so many circumstances. Paul addresses circumcision, food sacrificed to idols, marriage, communion, money. And rather than, Paul doesn't come out with a list of do this, do that, do this, do that. Rather, he wants people to catch the heart of God, the wisdom of God. Sometimes people will come to me with a question, can I do this? Can I not do this? Is it a sin to do this? Is it a sin not to do this? And I'll often say to people, it's not a sin question, rather it's a wisdom question. If you came to me today and said, is it right to drink alcohol? I would say, well, it might be right. It might be really, really wrong for you to drink alcohol. It's a wisdom question. If you answer the wisdom question, you'll end up getting the sin question correct. So tomorrow evening, prophecy, I'm starting a new series as well in the month of February. I'm going to go verse by verse through the book. I was going to say, I'm actually going to go through the book of Matthew, but through the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to be talking about the upside down kingdom, or rather the right way around kingdom, and how Jesus calls us to radical kingdom living. So more on that soon. Hey, let me share one quick thing with you guys today. I had a song buzzing around my head in the last 24 hours. I wasn't even sure where, I thought it was The Birds. I think The Birds sang this song, but it's actually Bob Dylan who wrote it. The song is called You Ain't Going Nowhere, but there's a line in the song that simply Bob Dylan comes out with some amazing lyrics, but there's a lyric, a line in the song that says, strap yourself to a tree with roots. Think about that. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. In a way, it's like, imagine you're going through a storm. I mean, the idea would be strap yourself to a large tree with roots. And I think God is really interested in your life and mine, us being a people where we will attach ourselves, where our lives will have roots, but that we will literally strap ourselves to things that are rooted. It's a sad reality. It's one I've observed, especially in this last year, where we've gone through a pandemic, you know, strife, racial tensions here in America, elections, disappointments, prophecies, all of these things. It's amazing how many people I have seen walk away from God because of some, they're important issues, but they're not primary issues. You know, I've seen people walk away from the kingdom of God, people who no longer attend church because of a mask. If it takes a mask to offend your heart, God's unmasked you. Now, I'm not interested in people's opinions on masks. I'm simply saying, have we strapped ourselves to a tree with roots, or have we attached ourselves to a tree with no roots? You know, in probably the greatest parable, to my opinion, it's the greatest parable anyway. In Mark 4, Jesus talks about the parable of the kingdom. Parable of the kingdom, Mark 4, about the sower sowing the seed. Jesus talks about four categories. One, where the seed is sown, boom, and immediately Satan comes and steals it. But the second category, Jesus talks about some people where the seed is sown in their ground. And then Jesus said, this person has no root in themselves. And the next verse says, so they only endure for a season. And then when persecution comes, the word for persecution is the word pressure. Persecution, troubles, pandemic, when pressure. So there are people who hear the word of God, receive it with gladness, they put it in their heart, but they are not a tree with roots. And I've seen that along the journey of my life with God, and so have you, I believe, if you'll think about it, where so often the thing that is causing people to walk away from God, it's not that God's word doesn't work, it's rather they haven't allowed roots to grow in themselves. And then when something happens that they don't want, pain comes into their body, they lose a job, they go through marital strife, you know, the sickness, disease, the world, the flesh, and the devil hit them. So often what happens is they become unrooted, and the work the word wants to do in their life gets destroyed. So it's really important we are a people who are rooted. How do you get rooted? We'll come back tomorrow and I'll tell you. Now, real quick, hey, let me give you four quick keys to be rooted. Number one, you'll never be rooted until you're planted. Yeah. Receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Being born again of not corruptible seed but incorruptible by the word of God which lives and abides forever. The first step to being rooted is having a tiny seed, the seed of the word. Again, Mark 4, Jesus said the seed is the word of God. Having that seed planted in you. The second step, I think most believers get that first one. The second step is we've got to water the seed that is put within us. We've got to water it, we've got to pray about it, we've got to think about it. The Bible says Mary heard all these prophetic words and she stored them up in her heart. She pondered on them, she thought about them, she gave attention to them. So quite often God is saying something to us and we allow it to enter into our ear, our mind, our mouth, and our heart. And then we don't arrose, we don't water it. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, and then God gave the increase. Paul didn't say, I planted and God gave the increase. So we need to be the gardener of our own hearts. We've got to protect, we've got to weed out the bad things. Thirdly, you've got to protect that thing and let it grow. If you're on a journey from a seed being planted to having roots, you've got to protect that seed. And there's a time, sometimes like growing a plant or a tree, where you plant something, it's beginning to grow, but it's still in an infant stage. It's still, it hasn't yet reached a place of maturity. There's a time where you need to protect the little tree, and there's a time where you can strap yourself to the tree. You know, you might want to write that down, think that through. If you're growing a tree, you plant a little seed, an acorn, but there's a time when you've got this little thing and it's very vulnerable. There's a time you protect it and a time it will protect you. There's a time when you put God's word in your heart that you've got to protect it. You've got to give attention to it. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let the birds of the earth come and steal the word that was sown in your heart. But there's also a time where it will protect you. And my last key as well is, I think the Lord wants you and I to be that tree where we strap ourselves, if you will, to the word of God in us, but we ourselves become this place of stability. You know, one of my ambitions in life is to have a walk with God so that other people who get around me, even if they don't have that same walk with God, frankly, they can come under the covering of my tree for a season. Now, that's only for a season while they learn and they grow. You'll never live vicariously off somebody else. But your life and mine should be like a tree that the birds of the earth come and find shelter. That when people are going through storm, we can say, hey, attach yourself to me, strap yourself here, if you will, because I'm stable. I'm not going to blow away. I'm going nowhere. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Great. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Check out some of the links below, above, around me. whatever platform you're watching this on. And I hope to connect with you soon in the plan of God. Bye for now.